New York State continues to make great progress getting Hispanic kids into health insurance, says a new report. Nationally, two-thirds of Hispanic children who are eligible for Medicaid and CHIP are not enrolled. But the report from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says in New York, the number is less than 4%. According to Lorraine Gonzalez-Camastra of the Children's Defense Fund, one reason is the state offers affordable children's health insurance for families earning up to 400% of the federal poverty level, the highest rate in the country.
Additionally, regardless of immigration status, you can apply for CHIP. So we say in New York that we have universal coverage for children and policies that support that.
New York has also had programs to facilitate enrollment in public health insurance programs in every county since 1999. Hispanic children are the fastest growing segment of the U.S. population, but they are 1.5 times more likely to have no health insurance than other children. Sonia Schwartz at the Georgetown Center for Children and Families says reducing that number is critical because healthy children are healthy learners.
We have some new research available, and it shows that health coverage for children is linked to better health throughout childhood, it's linked to school success, and it's linked to improved financial security for their families.
Hispanics are projected to be one-third of the U.S. workforce by 2050. Nationally, almost 25% of Hispanic adults don't have health insurance, and reducing those numbers will also get more kids insured. Gonzalez-Camastra points out that eliminating any stigma associated with applying for subsidized insurance is the next barrier to overcome.
We find fear and stigma are really the primary barriers for parents who are foreign-born with engaging with the health insurance marketplace.
Open enrollment through the New York State Health Insurance Marketplace ends on January 31st, but enrollment in Medicaid and CHIP is open year-round. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.